We welcome you back to the Two Guys Named Chris show. All right, let's do that now. This is Inside the Numbers, America Inside the Numbers. You can guess now how many packages were lost to porch pirates last year.
To porch pirates. This is not misdelivered or or when Biggie yells at the driver.
Nope. These are.
Do we need the Price is Right mountain climber?
Let me get the, yeah. Well, do you want to do that or do you just want to go high?
I like high-low, but it's kind of fun to have that.
All right, is this an actual number? Or are we going percentages?
It's a number.
This is a number.
Is a number, yeah. Let me get the yodeling guy.
In the United States.
In the United States, how many packages were stolen off porches last year? All right?
I don't even know where to begin.
Well, right. Just start with a number and I'll tell you higher or lower. Biggie, you go first and we'll start the fun.
All the packages delivered.
Yep.
500,000.
Higher.
Oh, my God.
First time.
750,000.
Higher.
1.25 million.
Higher.
1.5 million.
Higher.
I'll do it. 2 million.
Higher.
3 million.
Higher.
Are we even ballparking?
No, not even close.
7 million.
Higher.
10 million.
Higher.
15 million
higher.
Packages.
20
higher.
Million packages.
Higher. Higher.
God, what is wrong with us?
50 million packages.
Higher.
Higher?
Higher.
Seven.
He's off the cliff.
We're not even dancing, apparently.
241 million.
What?
Come on.
There's
it
says, no way.
How can that be?
According to research, Americans.
How many were delivered?
That's 241 million stolen packages to the tune of $15 billion lost.
Oh, my God.
In America, the average is $65 per package. That you lose.
Now, I'd like to think it's never happened to us.
I don't know. I don't know that it has.
I don't, because you would think, where did that such and such? Where's the sweatshirt we ordered? Where's the gift we ordered?
Yeah. I've had it happen to me.
At your current home?
Not in my current home.
The apartment?
At the apartment, it happened because they would drop the packages. This is where I really started battling Amazon. Instead of bringing it to your door, they drop them all off in like the main entrance and call it the mail room, which was not a mail room. And so we'd have packages just disappear, a whole group of packages disappear.
Yeah, you said that would happen from time to time.
Because that's where I really started battling Amazon, because they'd say, we left it in a secure location. Mm-hmm. And I take a picture saying, there's no secure location. Anyone can come in.
Well, Amazon had the most theft. 72% of those were from Amazon.
I do. Now, when I owned a home, I did have one stolen, which I always thought was funny because they had to be real disappointed. It was some hemorrhoid wipes and a dust buster.
I remember when you were going through your hemorrhoid issue.
Well, you know what? I bet they sold that stuff at a dirt mall.
Oh, probably. Is that what they do? They get it and sell it?
I've always wondered. Well, Facebook Marketplace.
Facebook Marketplace.
You know, I'll tell you. You know, I love my cop show on Patrol Live. It's going to be on tonight. Mm-hmm. The amount of times that, you know, they find stolen merchandise on someone or pull up, you know, they pull some guy riding a moped over. And they're like, man, where'd you get this moped? He's like, man, I got a great deal on Facebook Marketplace for $300. That's stolen, brother.
Stolen merchandise.
So I think a lot of it's sold on like marketplaces like Facebook.
There's a group called Flock Safety that is offering drones for private sector security at shopping centers, warehouses, and hospitals. So if shoplifters steal something, you'll be chased by drone, and video will show who you are. And you have to look back and say, get away from
like an angry bird.
An angry bird. So they're selling this technology.
This video went viral maybe 2 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you guys saw it. The guy who stopped the shoplifter
at
Walmart.
I
did. They're not allowed to chase out anymore.
Right.
So this guy was wearing, I guess he's one of these guys who just wears the Meta glasses everywhere he goes. And he's pushing his cart out of Walmart. And some guy comes out with a cart full of stuff being chased by the Walmart employees. And he yells at the Walmart employees, like, did he not pay for that stuff? Mm-hmm. Walmart guy says, no, this is in the parking lot. He takes his cart and runs full speed into the guy who's stealing cart and knocks it over.
Just another customer.
Just another, yeah. And the guy's like, what are you doing? He's like, well, if you didn't steal it, pick it up. And the guy's walking. He's like, get out of here, man. And he's like, pick it up. Pick it up if you didn't steal it. And he's like, I'm tired. I've had enough of you people raising our prices because you're stealing.
Finally, a hero.
He was a hero.
I want to be that hero. Why did? And yesterday I had my chance.
It slipped through your fingers. Literally slipped through my finger.
I was a foot away from this guy who was falling backwards. And all I could do was go, look out, look out, look out, look out. And by the way, I realized when I speak and I say, look out, look out, nobody even looked up. Nobody even. Yeah, it was like.
Who's yelling?
You talk about not stirring up. It's like nobody looked up from their hot dog.
Yeah.
And I was like, look, and I saw the guy, and I wanted to reach out to. I tried. I reached my hands out.
Let me save you.
For the glory. I wanted to save him for the glory. Maybe that's why people consider me one of the worst people to ever walk the face.
Maybe, but again, you're not top 10.
Yeah, but I feel like you've grown a little bit. You at least thought about helping.
I wanted to help. I wanted to help. Mm-hmm. But for selfish reasons. I wanted my picture in the dispatch.
Yeah.
You know how that goes. Mm-hmm. You know the dispatch was out there.
Yeah, make the evening news.
Yeah.
I didn't get to him. Oh, gone it. Here's an America inside the numbers as well. When refrigerators were first on the market, 100 years ago, the average refrigerator, how many cubic feet in an average refrigerator?
Are we talking the modern refrigerator or what we used to refer to as an ice box?
Must be an ice box. That's 100 years ago. That had to be an ice box, you think?
Did they have, 100 years ago would be?
1925. You know.
Well, they had engines. They had compression engines in, right?
Well, I guess maybe this is the refrigerator itself then. The first refrigerators had 7 cubic feet.
Yeah, they're probably like dorm fridge size.
That's about right, isn't it?
Yeah, because I mean, back then it was, mm-hmm. You're talking milk delivered every day. And yeah.
What did you keep cold? Butter and milk, maybe.
Yeah. That it? Is that what you did? Yeah, I guess so. No, how about your fruits and vegetables?
Went to the market every day.
They sat out on your table. You ate them that night.
Yeah.
It's a better time. So, today.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people didn't have civil rights back then either, but...
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Don't throw...
Yeah, just be careful when you say stuff like
that. Yeah, a lot of people died in childbirth.
Man.
And, the good news is a lot of those diseases are coming right back.
Well, it's true. Yeah. See, we're trying.
Racing back, yeah.
We're trying. Like, measles are back and everything. Mm-hmm.
We're going back to pre-Tylenol.
Yeah. The reason I brought up refrigerators is Samsung has released a 32-cubic-foot refrigerator space, which is above the average. The average now is 25, just for the fridge. Mm. The average is 25 cubic feet, and the new Samsung is 32 cubic feet, which is obviously much, much larger. I guess it's the largest refrigerator sold standardly, like at a Lowe's or a Home Depot.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess you can get, like, you know, your
Twin Sub-Z
or whatever.
Yeah. Side by sides, smart fridge.
I don't know.
You will.
Well, ours blends in with the cabinetry.
Yeah. Mm.
Sometimes you don't even know where it is. You're like, where's the fridge? And I'm still looking for another fridge, by the way, for my garage.
Poor man.
Yeah, now you're doing something another coworker does where you just keep putting the out there waiting for it for free.
Yeah, you're crossing a line.
Oh, boy, I'd hate it if anyone had tickets to the game this weekend. Anybody have any tickets?
Anybody got a fridge?
Yeah.
Any fridge?
Anybody have a boat?
Anything?